fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends, and welcome to Fire on the Earth. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and want to continue today where we left off yesterday, talking about the kingdom of God. In the last few weeks, the church has begun to lead us through the Gospel of Mark. You know, we're kind of at the beginning of the new church year. It began with Advent, the celebration of Christmas, and now into the liturgical year. And we begin with the beginning of the Gospel of Mark. And yesterday I spoke about the beginning of the middle of chapter 1 of Mark's Gospel, where Jesus goes forth to begin to proclaim the Gospel, what Mark records as the Gospel of God, the good news of God, the good news about God. And what is the good news of God? It's that God has become one of us in His Son, that God in Jesus Christ has taken on human flesh, and Emmanuel has come near to us. But He's come near to us for a purpose. He's come near to us to establish His kingdom. So Jesus proclaims, this is the time of fulfillment. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe in the good news. Believe in that gospel. The time of fulfillment is here, has arrived in the person of Jesus, because the power and the authority and the kingdom of God has come in a person, in Jesus Christ. All power in heaven and earth belongs to Christ. He's God's Son. In fact, everything that is was made by and for the Son of God. And He's come to reclaim what is His. He's come to destroy every force that's set against His rule and His reign and His authority. And that means His plan and purpose, the Father's plan and purpose for His creation. Jesus has come to deal with the forces that are set against Him and set against that purpose. He's a powerful image of it given to us in the book of Revelation in chapter 12. The battle between the kingdoms is the story of how the battle actually began. A war broke out in heaven. I'll just read chapter 12, verse 7 and following. It says, now a war arose in heaven, Michael and his angels fighting against the dragon. And the dragon and his angels fought, but they were defeated. And there was no longer any place for them in heaven. And the great dragon was thrown down, that ancient serpent, who is called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world. He was thrown down to the earth, and his angels were thrown down with him. And I heard a loud voice in heaven saying, now is salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren has been thrown down, who accuses them day and night before God. And they have conquered him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. For they love not their lives even unto death. Rejoice then, O heaven, and you who dwell therein. But woe to you, O earth and sea, for the devil has come down to you in great wrath, because he knows that his time is short. That's a prophetic understanding of the spiritual battle that has taken place literally in the heavenlies and the battle that's taken place here on earth. Satan, the liar, the deceiver, the accuser of the brethren, Lucifer, the light bearer, the most beautiful of the angels, is cast down from heaven. Why? Because he rebels against God. He refused to serve God. I will not serve. I want to be God. And Saint Michael the archangel and the armies of the angels throw him out of heaven. He's cast down to the earth, where his time is short, his days are numbered, and his reign, his authority, his power is present in this world. And the human race born into this world, in some ways, born under the domination of that power, of that demonic force and that demonic power, is at work oppressing all of us in various ways. And because of the presence of original sin, and then because of sin and our personal participation in sin and saying yes to temptation, the temptations of the world, the flesh, and the devil, we end up becoming enslaved at various levels to the presence and power of Satan and the work of evil in the world. Jesus has come to break this fundamental power. He's come to destroy the work of the enemy. 1 John chapter 3 says, the reason the Son of God came was to destroy the work of the devil. So why did Jesus come? Just to comfort us? Just to encourage us? Just to remind everybody that God exists? Jesus came as a warrior, friends. He came to make war. To make war first on the devil and the kingdom of darkness. Why? Because the devil seeks to enslave you and me. The devil seeks to enslave and to steal what does not belong to him, each one of us. You were made for God. You were made by God for a destiny and a purpose far beyond your wildest imagining. You were made for God to be in union with him, in relationship with him, that would lead, as we said yesterday, in reading from 2 Peter, would lead to the point where you're sharing in the very glory and excellence of God. Think about that. This is what the devil does not want you to taste. Sin has led us to fall short of the glory of God, that power at work in us. And there's a separation, and we're fallen from our destiny and our purpose. But Jesus comes to restore that destiny, and it's real. And he brings a power, the power of the kingdom of God himself, the power that's in him, a power greater than any force the world has ever seen, greater than every satanic force, greater than every accumulation of human power and force. Jesus Christ's power has come. The power of the kingdom of God has come. So Paul tells us, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20, the kingdom of God does not consist in talk, but it comes in power. We'll see in these gospel readings we're given these days, Jesus casts out demons. He's confronting the kingdom of darkness. He said that if I cast out demons by the finger of God is what? Jesus says in Luke, Matthew's gospel, and others, he has this saying, if I drive out demons by the finger of God, then the kingdom of God has come near to you. So we see in Mark's gospel, Jesus begins to proclaim the kingdom, the freedom, the power, the majesty, the plan of God, the promises of God start coming forth from the mouth of Jesus. He starts declaring the truth about the human condition, about the Father's plan, and how God has come in Christ to save each and every one of us. And the kingdom of darkness begins to press in on him to resist, but Jesus exposes them and he drives them out by his authority and by his power. If by the finger of God I cast out demons, the finger of God is the presence and the power of the Spirit that's in Jesus. Remember when Jesus was baptized, the beginning of his ministry in the Jordan? What happened? There was an epiphany, a revelation. God the Father, the presence and power of the Holy Spirit coming upon Jesus. And God the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him, follow him. Then Jesus goes forth, Luke's gospel tells us, under the anointing of the Spirit. The Spirit moves Jesus to go into the desert to make war on the devil and to declare that his days are numbered. Jesus then goes from the desert to Galilee and he says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to obtain sight for the blind, to announce the year of the Lord's favor. The freedom of God, the favor of God has come on the earth in the person of Jesus Christ. Friends, there is no freedom apart from God. It doesn't matter what we accumulate in this world, what we accomplish in this world, what we possess and have, or what sort of freedom we have in this earth. Because ultimately, friends, the deeper issue is not just a matter of political freedom. Political freedom is a good thing. But the deeper freedom, the freedom of the human spirit, of our own drives, our own desires, are you free to give to God what belongs to God? Do you know who you are? Are you free to say no to sin and to say yes to God? As Jesus said, if you want to follow me, seek first the kingdom. Seek first the kingdom of God and his way of holiness. Are you free to do that? How much freedom do you experience? Or do you find yourself being drawn to sin, to saying no to God, to preferring other things to God and to God's plan and purpose in your life? That's the human condition. Jesus has come to break that power and that domination because that's very serious. You can live, you can be a saint and be absolutely free and be locked in a jail. Right? You can be under a dictator, a terrible tyrant, and be free internally in the power of the Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. In the freedom of God, because that freedom is freedom to say yes to the purpose and destiny for which you were made. It's the freedom that allows you to reach your fulfillment. It's the freedom that brings you into the place where you can actually see who you are in Christ as Peter was declaring from the reading I read yesterday from 2 Peter, that first chapter. It's just so beautiful. Peter's writing to ordinary people just like you and just like me. And he's saying, you have been given a faith on par with all the apostles. The same faith we have received, you have received. The same promises we've been given, you've been given. And all of that faith, all the promises of God, are going to lead you, if you say yes to him, and if you yield to the presence of the Spirit, if you repent of your sin, enter into baptism and into his church and new life in the Spirit, and you walk with the people of God in obedience to the Lord, if you say yes to him, what's unfolding in your life and what's going to come to full completion because of Jesus' power, because of Jesus' work in you, is that you will become a partaker in the divine nature. Wow. Friends, we're impressed in this world with money, with possessions, with power, with glitz, glamour. We're seduced by it. You know, we're made for glory, so we're attracted to the glory of this world. But that's all fading glory. The devil wants to seduce us like he tried to seduce Jesus. Remember when he did go into the desert, led by the Spirit, to fast for 40 days and 40 nights and to make war against the enemy, to declare, to plant a stake in the ground and say, the kingdom is here. Your days are numbered. And the enemy who tempted every one of us, and as the passage I read earlier said from Revelation, he's the accuser of the brethren. He has led every human being, other than Christ and Our Lady, into sin. And so he stands as our accuser and say, look, God, these are sinners. They rebelled against you. They're mine. That's what he wants to claim. Jesus has come to break that power and to say, no, I've come to save them. I seek them out. I come to seek and save the lost. In the desert, Satan showed Jesus all the glory of the world. And he said, it's yours. Essentially, for this reason, if you bow down, if you acknowledge that I'm in charge, I'll give it all to you. And Jesus resisted. Jesus attacked him. Jesus came back. Scripture says, Peter learned from Jesus, resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Resist the lies, friends, that tell you that this is the only in money, sex, power, whatever. That's where your happiness is going to be. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Look at the lives of the saints. Listen to the teaching of the apostles. They walked the narrow way. They trusted God. They believed Jesus. They embraced humility. They said yes to the work of the Spirit, and then Jesus began to produce in them what he wants to produce in each and one of us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness. The character of God begins to be formed in each one of us. Let's say yes to it. He wants to do it now. Let's not lose one moment, but say yes to him so we can become all we're meant to be. God bless you.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to be able to offer you my new booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? At the heart of the new evangelization is a fresh proclamation of the gospel. But for many people, even many Catholics, they wonder, what is the message? What exactly is at the heart of that proclamation? In this simple booklet, The New Evangelization, What's Our Message? I take a look at and present in a very specific and simple way what is the core of what we're called to proclaim in this great and important missionary moment in the history of the church. If you'd like a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.